Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Good afternoon. Have I got a wonderful show for you today. My guest is Nancy Miller Ogren with her astrological update. I so much enjoy talking with Nancy. She's such a joy. But first, as I do all the time, I'd like to invite you to the website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, I'm in the process of adding a bunch of new features, so I hope you check back regularly. I think you're going to find it very informative. Now, a little story here for you. We had a very strange occurrence here in our studio. And as you know, we love to search out our EVPs. Now, my engineer had a very strange one last week. He had the recorder on and was preparing to edit some material when a voice came through the entire system. Now, this is important because all the equipment, such as mics, audio players, and the such, were all off. And by the way, this is a professional studio, you know, all high-end equipment stuff. But yet, still, this voice came through the speakers, and lucky for him, it was being recorded. Now, I want you to hear this voice. What's it saying? Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and play it for you again. Okay, what do you think it says? I hear this room has love. Okay, one more time. I'm going to play it one more time. Cool. Now, for me, it sounds like a little girl. I mean, what a cool statement, really. You know, and tomorrow we're going to have some more on this particular EVP, so you want to stay tuned for tomorrow's show. And we're going to have some more things for you as well as the weeks go on. Okay, let's get to my guest this afternoon, Nancy Miller Ogren. Now, she's combined her various interests and created through both pathways and moonwise opportunities for people to create the life they were meant to live. For the last 30 years, she's been working with people through private consultations, workshops, radio appearances, etc., helping people to achieve more confidence and passion in their lives. Nancy's website is nancymillerogren.com. Now, you guys are not going to want to miss a thing, and we'll be right back with more of Nancy Miller Ogren right here on Journeys with Rebecca.
Schedule your private psychic reading with Rebecca, a truly gifted, intuitive, and clairvoyant, and the host of Journeys with Rebecca radio show. Call 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768. Where will your life's journey take you?
At Fate Magazine, they recognize the impossible can be possible. We explore the unknown so that it can be known. From personal accounts of ghosts and UFOs to scientific examination of psychic phenomena and earth mysteries, Fate's main purpose continues to be honest reporting and open discussion of the strange and the unknown. So log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800-728-2730.
The biggest threat to freedom isn't the next corporation involved in a scandal. It's not covert government operations or even politicians. The most immediate, persistent, avoidable threat to your freedom is you. You're the only one that can keep yourself from voting, from writing a letter to your congressman, from reading a newspaper. Listen, take advantage of your rights. Learn how at explorefreedomusa.org. Your freedom thrives only when you use it. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. As promised, is Nancy Miller Ogren. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. It's always so fun to have you on the show because we get to talk about so many things, not just astrology. It seems like you and I just can talk about just about anything and everything.
Truly. Truly.
Well, you know, today is going to be, well, today we're doing this actually the day before, so people will be listening to this on the 14th.
Uh-huh.
And so what I need you to do is kind of give us an update from the last time you were here as to what's transpired, and then, of course, you know, we talked a little bit before we went on air about some of the other fabulous stuff that's coming up. I think it's really going to open up some opportunities for people this year, for the rest of the year,
uh-huh.
and some of the specific, you know, planetary placements and what that means to all of us. And I'm just excited to look forward to it because I got some questions for you, I'm sure, along the way.
I am sure. Well, I'd kind of like to go just backwards a little bit because we're still with the sun until the 21st. We've still got the sun in Gemini. And just this last Sunday, we had the full moon in Sagittarius. And that's a fire sign, Sagittarius, and a very enthusiastic, exciting sign, in my opinion. And so I think we're being... With the new moon in Gemini, an air sign, and then 2 weeks later we've got this fiery, full Sagittarius moon. We also have underlying, and I'm going to talk about this through today, we have a lot of water influence, and that means this is going to be the year, I think, that we get in touch with our feelings no matter what. From one way or another, we are going to get in touch with what we value, what we love, what we passion for, what we're looking at, and we're going to have a number of opportunities. And oddly enough, this Sagittarius full moon also gives us that chance. So, and a full moon lasts until the next full moon, so this is going to influence us for quite a number of weeks. And I think it's exciting because that's that archer, you know, the symbol of the archer, shooting those arrows out in the air. And I want people every day to think about, what arrow do I want to shoot today? What do I want to come back to me tenfold? And it isn't how cranky you are about your mother-in-law, believe me. That is not what you want to come back tenfold.
No.
No. Or how upset you are that the boss doesn't get how great you are.
There you go.
You're great because you know you are, not because an external force knows you are.
Right. Or so, thinks that they know you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I really think that's a lot of what this is about. I'm wanting people to understand, and we can see, you know, I always talk about personal, national, global. And we can see that if we don't have it in our own lives, if we don't have our passion in our own life, and we look externally for that, other people may not be any more equipped than we are to supply the answer. And we are not to allow others to determine our reality. We just can't. Because most of that reality externally, other people's, and I know you have this too, you know, and I know I've said it before, when I ask somebody else's advice, if I decide to ask somebody else's advice, I'm prepared first to hear their fear-based reaction about anything. Because they start with, oh, you're going to have to be careful about that because you know.
Yeah, there you go.
And so I want us to embrace this Sagittarius. I really do. I want us to embrace that full moon and that wonder of what do I want? How do I want it? And of course, as we're going through this, again, right here it is, you know, Wednesday, and we've had a few days, and it's moving on, it's moved on to another sign, but we're resonating with, why am I hearing so much about what people can't do, and why aren't I hearing about what people can do? Because that's been true of the last 10 days or 2 weeks. I've had more people say to me, what's the matter with everybody? Well, they're nervous. They're not sure. They're not confident. And they've got to be. They've got to be confident. They've just got to be. So that's what we have to deal with.
Okay. So, you know, and that's actually very good advice, no matter, you know, what else is going on, is just to be confident regardless.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
And you know, I want to get back to one of the statements you made earlier, which is, you know, what somebody else may think of you. You know, let's talk about that whole thing before I let you get back into the astrology aspect.
Sure.
And as individuals, we should not let what somebody else thinks or says about us determine our own value.
Ever.
Because they're looking at it from their perspective. And what somebody else thinks about you should not matter to you in the grand scheme of things.
Uh-uh.
Because ultimately, your choices is going to be what determines what is valuable to yourself. And if you are valuable to yourself, you will be surprised at the other people who also will think that you have value.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of one of those things, and that gets back right into that confidence thing.
Uh-huh.
Knowing who you are, getting in touch with that part of yourself and going, you know what, I really am a pretty good person, or I really do know how to do this very well, or I really am this kind of a way.
Uh-huh.
And once you establish that, then you can have the confidence when it comes to what other people may think or say.
Yep.
So there you have it.
Absolutely. And I always equate it to a lawyer. A lawyer never asks a question that he doesn't know the answer to. And so when you ask somebody a question, you better be ready for what the answer is going to be. And if this person lives their life in gloom and doom and you ask them what they think of your new boyfriend, you are in a world of hurt.
I always preface that when somebody says, well, can I ask you a question? Say, well, are you ready to hear the answer?
Exactly.
I always ask a question back. Are you really sure you want an answer to that?
Yep.
Because a lot of times people ask you because they're trying to validate themselves because they expect you to agree with them.
Uh-huh.
That's the other side of that coin. They expect you to agree with them, and when you don't agree with them, then it, like, crushes them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So it's like you got to think before you ask.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And you've got to think when somebody does ask you. If they're asking you, what do you see as the higher good for everyone involved here before you open your mouth with an opinion? Open your mouth with guidance instead of an opinion, and everybody will benefit.
Yes, it's a win-win situation.
It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we all start rising to that, we're going to be a lot better off. Because, again, Sagittarius is about communication, too, because it really wants information passed and information spread and information included. And so, you know, we really do have to agree that we're ready. We're ready to do that. We're ready to communicate.
Agreed.
Yeah. And we're ready to have dialogues. Again, I don't want someone who has a whole different belief system than I am telling me what is reality. I want to have my experience. I want to have my ideas. I want to do a process. I want to look at what I think I'd like to pursue. That's freedom. That's what freedom's supposed to be. The pursuit, it says it, you know, in our official documents, we have the right to the pursuit of happiness. So let's do that.
That's right. I love that. I love that. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. So what's coming up next then for us? I mean, I know that we need to really focus on keeping that energy alive for the next 30 days, and that's very good.
And we're very close, of course, because we're here with the sun going into Cancer, and that happens, of course, on the 21st, 22nd. And so Cancer, as we know, and the summer solstice, but Cancer, we really know we're moving into we just know that's that sweet time of year. It's the sweetness of life. It's when things are in bloom. It's why weddings happen, because it's a water sign, and it's sweetness, and it's nurturing, mutually nurturing, all of that. And so that's what else we're about. And when we go into that new moon, and that would be, like I said, a week from today, from Wednesday, we go into there. And the new moon actually takes place on Sunday the 25th. And so we're really looking at, and there's going to be, we've got so much energy here with, again, what do I want to be happy and nurtured about? How do I want to nurture myself in my life? How do I want my life to resonate for me? And what does that look like? And how much... You know, I always think about, does it matter whether I got the bathroom clean or whether I sat with the kids and played Barbies? You know, which one is more important? It certainly is those valuable, wonderful moments that I got to sit with my kids, who are now grown, but, you know, playing whatever, Legos or whatever it was. And I had my, last two children 13 months apart, so I know where our little children need time to be played with.
That's kind of interesting. My first two were 13 months
apart. Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I always feel like if we all take the time in Cancer to say, okay, back to the basics, have I spent time with the people I love? And this new moon really says that, like I said. And you make those intentions, as I've said before, intentions on a new moon. Your intentions have got to be framed around what do you value? Where is your personal peace? Are you getting it? Are you putting time aside for yourself? Do you feel you have emotional equality with the other people in your life? Do you get the break? Do you get to go see the movie? Do you see your favorite TV show that makes you laugh? Or, you know, your book? Are you reading something this summer? Because if you're not, why not?
Yeah.
And what are you having fun with? And how are you feeling nurtured? Because sometimes women end up nurturing everybody and then, you know, fall into bed 11 o'clock at night and say, I meant to take, you know, a moment today.
Right, right, exactly. And, you know, then on the other side of that coin, too, Nancy, is when we start to feel like we've been taken advantage of
or
taken for granted. But that's only because I think at times, and especially true of working women with families, is that they don't stop and say, you know what, today I'm going to take this hour.
Exactly.
It's almost like a guilt thing. If I take this hour, then somebody's going to not get this, or that's not going to get done, or I'm going to be imposing upon them, or we need to take that time.
Absolutely.
Where's that 5 minutes or that?
Absolutely,
10 minutes,
because
whatever
it's a blessing to everybody.
Yes.
It's a blessing to everybody, and even if you're not a mom with kids, this is Cancer.
Yes.
This is even if you. And I've never had this experience, but even if you get to live alone, if you're living alone, my goodness, light those candles and put that music on and, you know, waltz around your room or stand looking out at the sky or, you know, sweeten your life.
Yes.
Sweeten your life. Because the less time spent on what doesn't work and the more time spent on how you're reigniting and ensuring your own well-being, your life is going to change on its own. You know, it's not going to be the hard steps. It's going to be the steps you take because you do believe in yourself. I just totally feel strongly about that.
I agree. And I hope everyone out there has really taken this to heart.
And I do want to say too quickly about this Cancer new moon. In my moon wave guide, with each new moon and full moon, I do sort of the classic symbol of a sign of, like, the Cancer. And, of course, it's Cancer, the crab, which is capable of living both on land and in the water. And then I have this transpersonal one. And for Cancer, I use the dolphin because, you know, we're so enthralled with the dolphin. And the reason we are is because the dolphin communicates and receives messages in different realms. So when a dolphin talks, we all wish we understood.
Yeah.
And they receive, too. And they're also a water-dwelling mammal. So I really want us to think about how we lift ourselves up. And even if you don't think you're ever going to book a trip to swim with a dolphin, you could certainly sit and do a meditation of swimming with the dolphins and have the same effect.
You know, that's a true statement.
Yep.
That is absolutely a true statement.
Because kinesthetically, if you just think it and experience it and really embrace what you know that's going to feel like, it's real. It's real to you cellularly.
Yes, that's true.
And so I'm just when I read these and remember what I wrote, I always think, oh, I love that part about the dolphin because it expands that I'm in the water. And I'm also on the land, but I can be in both and feel as comfortable in one as the other.
Exactly.
And receive what it is the senses are, you know, my senses receive from the different dimension. And it really is true. I firmly believe that if you envision it, you have experienced it.
And it's very true. Again, I say to everyone out there, please take this to heart because it absolutely works.
Yes, it does.
It does. It does.
Absolutely.
I've had my own share of experiences with the same kind of thing. And and you're absolutely right on with that. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so we've got... Let's talk a little bit about summer solstice before we move on.
Yes.
What's significant about the summer solstice this year?
Well, I think particularly this year because of the other planets that are here, we have the sun and moon, but they are conjunct Jupiter and Scorpio, not conjunct trine, they're conjunct each other, and trine Jupiter and Scorpio, another water planet, a water sign, a planet in a water sign. And so I really feel like I just visualize the fact that this is, again, a surrendering, where if you want your life to expand, and that turning of the time of this summer solstice for us, you know, winter solstice in the southern hemisphere is actually what it is, it's still the shifting of time. And what do you want to harvest in this next 6 months? Because when we do the summer solstice, we're actually going into the harvest. We're getting ready for September, really, in June, when we do that solstice, that summer solstice, because everything is now going to be ready to be harvested. And what about us? What are we wanting to harvest? What are we willing to expand using this, the Jupiter being in Scorpio? How deep do you want to go to open? And, you know, if you visualize here again, me and my visualizations, but if you could visualize yourself diving into your own unconscious, and you dove into your own unconscious a few times, you'd be amazed. It is not dark and murky at all. It is vibrant and alive and bubbling with energy. And if you can go there and agree to that, and here you've got Jupiter, which is the most expansive planet in our universe, in our galaxy, what could you be having happen to you just by believing that you have connected to those water energies around Jupiter? What do you want? What do you want? Whatever it is, you can manifest it by believing that just by expansion you will manifest. And you will.
Well, and yes, and you will. And I love the explanation that you talked about the unconscious. And I can tell you a lot of people out there think it's this like dark and scary place with no light. You know, it's like it's a void. No. It's way opposite of that.
Exactly. And that's when people talk about realms going into unknown realms. Well, they're not unknown. They're really within us. They're our own realms.
Right.
We have realms. I know we want to access, you know, the guardian angels and our guides and all of that. First place to go is within yourself, into your own unconscious, which opens up like this wonderful, it reminds me of Aurora Borealis. It's like this magical place, really magical place within you that holds all of your own possibility.
It is a very cool place indeed.
It is. And you go in there and discover your own creativity. You discover your own optimism. You keep diving and you find out that those experiences...
Yeah, Nancy, we'll be right back.
Okay.
The songs on your radio are brought to you by Soundwave's Frequency and Amplitude. By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help make it fun. Visit girlsgotech.org. A message from the Girl Scouts and Ad Council.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news. My upcoming guest, just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
It's my first day to be a big brother, Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go to Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. We are here with Nancy Ogren, and we have just got all kinds of information for you and for the upcoming months. We just spent the first part of the show here, Nancy, talking about what's just sort of come to pass here with the full moon and the Sagittarian, and don't forget those little arrows, you guys, and then, of course, the summer solstice, as well as some of the visualizations and the unconsciousness. It's just absolutely fabulous. All right. Well,
all right.
We need to move on.
Yes.
There's so much happening out there, is there not?
Yes, there is. Well, in following the water theme, if I may.
Absolutely.
Mercury retrogrades. Yes, I know. Everyone gasps. Oh, my God. But Mercury, our three Mercury retrogrades, we had one in March and we have one in July, actually July 4th to July 28th, and then we have one in the fall, let me see, the 28th of October to the 17th of November. All of them are in water signs. Now, that fast-moving fiery planet Mercury in a water sign all three times of the retrograde this year, see, that's why I say there's a theme. We have got to review what it is we want to feel. What do we want to feel? What do we want to be? What do we want to be passionate about? How do we want to relate? And every Mercury retrograde, besides all of your electronic equipment misbehaving, also says, what are you trying to say? And you'll find yourself with people in a Mercury retrograde, you'll find them asking you pointed questions because they want to know. For some reason, they're driven to say, what do you think? And oddly enough, the Mercury retrograde is actually an opening of space for you to say what it is you want to say. But with it, for instance, leaving Leo and going back in Cancer, this next one, what you're really going to do is say, I want you to know how much you matter to me. That's the first thing I want you to know. How much you matter to me. And then you move on from there. Because once you establish that, they are going to be able to hear anything else you have to say. And we've got three chances this year to do that.
Beautiful.
Yes. And we need to do it.
Yes, we do. We do.
We absolutely need to do it. The other thing that's happening is that Uranus is also going retrograde, and it's going retrograde, I think, June 18th. Uranus is in Pisces, and it's the one that's in there for like 12 years. It's been in there it's been in there about half the time. But when it goes retrograde, that has us more water because, and of course, that's asking us to about what alternatives can we create in our own lives. I think right now with the gas crisis, there's a heck of a lot of alternatives. And Al Gore's movie, I really do.
Yeah.
An Inconvenient Truth. I think these are opportunities. This is perfect Uranus in Pisces, the revolution of the status quo. And with Pisces, it's how do we do this so that humanity is protected and everyone thrives but nobody suffers.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's other people out there nodding their head going, uh-huh.
Exactly.
I do. I can see them.
Yep. And this is going to be retrograde until November. So the Uranus retrograde, of course, Mercury is just 3 weeks, but we really have to start agreeing that the status quo is not necessarily a good thing.
No, I don't know that there's too many people out there that would disagree with that statement, Nancy.
No.
No matter what you're talking about, no matter if you're politically aligned or not.
Right.
So
Yeah. Because it really isn't working for anybody.
No.
It really isn't working for anybody. And speaking of that, you know, there's a massage therapist in the center where I do my work, and he's trying to decide. He feels like he hasn't done enough and that he wants to know what he should do, and somebody else was telling me this. Mark's really struggling about what is it that he can contribute, and I live in northern Colorado, and I live in kind of the last city in northern Colorado, and the next thing you get to is Cheyenne, Wyoming, about 45 minutes north. And I said, don't we have a big Veterans Hospital close? And the person that I was talking to said, yeah, it's in Cheyenne. I said, I just realized, I don't know why I hadn't thought of this, we're 45 minutes away from contributing to really the most important thing we could contribute to, which is the well-being of our young men who come back not whole.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think we all need to work on that one. What is it you can do? And this is absolutely cancer in Uranus. How do we, in Uranus and Pisces, this is what water is. How can I do something to help this? If I help one young man feel better, and we can send letters, we can do anything. We can send packages. It's the veterans' hospitals, as we know from all the other wars, are notorious for neglecting. They do their best. I'm not saying they're bad. It's that they don't have the funds to take care of these people. So why wouldn't I? And so that's what I started talking about. Could we go up there at least once a week for an afternoon, and do whatever, massage them, you know, massage their shoulders, do reflexology. Talk to them, write a letter to their parents, whatever they need. Why aren't we doing this?
Because I think that's very noble, very graceful.
And I think if we need to do this, I think we need to get involved and be contributors, not contaminators, to quote Phil McGraw. You're either contributing or contaminating. And I want all of us on the side of the contributors.
That's a wonderful sentiment. I hope that there's people out there that may take some action on these words.
Yeah, really. Where is it in your area?
Yeah.
And if it isn't close enough for you to go there, would you write letters? Would
right.
you call or email them and find out some kids' names to write to?
Send them a package.
Anything.
You know, bake some cookies, send a package.
They just need
whatever.
To know they're being valued.
Yes.
That's all any of us wants. That's the whole point of this, I believe, is why aren't we valuing these wonderful people, even though we're not allowed to see them come home wounded and broken? We're not allowed to see any of that. We know it's there. We know it's there.
Yes.
So we really, and that's again a revolution of involvement.
And it's a fine, noble one as well.
It is. And that goes back to, you know, karma.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, when you step over there and you go to wherever it is you're going to go, a version of heaven, I don't think, again, I always say this, I don't think they care that your windows were spick and span.
No.
I think what they're going to care about is what did you do?
Yeah, how did you live your life?
That's right.
What was it that you were a part of?
Yeah,
what was it that
you said, I must do this for the sake of someone else?
Yes.
And I really believe we're in that place. I really do. I mean, it has been unusual. And again, you're right. Politically, whichever way you look at this, you know, Al could have gone and licked his wounds for years and years and years and stayed obscure, but he made the effort to say, I know this is inconvenient, an inconvenient truth, but we've got to start taking responsibility.
Yes.
For what it is we create as a group.
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't just one person, because one person may have thought of it, but then everybody else went along with it because
yes.
they weren't in their own truth.
Yes, absolutely.
They didn't stand up and say, hey, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I agree.
And so all those little things, I mean, it's back to that. What little things can you do? I mean, here again, it's June. Plant a garden, for God's sakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Take care of your own needs in some area.
Yes.
Anything. Anything.
Any little thing.
And that, again, is what resonates with this Cancer, what resonates with the Mercury retrograde, what resonates with... And the thing about Uranus in Pisces, obviously is this sweet, spiritual, but there's a side there about if you're not going to honor the spiritual part of this world, the spiritual part of this world, the revolution that comes, it isn't going to be the rapture, or it isn't going to be Armageddon. It's going to be as the last gasps of the earth, we're, you know, you're going to turn around and think, why didn't I do something sooner?
Yes, because somebody else wants to leave it to somebody else.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let me change the subject for
sure.
just a minute, because one of the things that is a little confusing to me is, let's talk about the retrogrades a little bit.
Yes.
Mercury retrograde typically means things of communication don't work well.
True.
Is that correct?
True.
And it's usually when your computers don't act right, your
uh-huh.
servers go down. But I also noticed that in I think it has to do too with where we're at in the actual dates and what's going on in the planetary systems and how they affect them. Because I know the last time we were in Mercury retrograde, it was a very negative situation
uh-huh.
for many people. I mean, it was just like stuff coming out of people's mouth, you're like, what
uh-huh.
is wrong with
uh-huh.
you?
Uh-huh.
Please tell me that that's not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to be that way at all.
Okay.
I really don't. Partly because exactly the planetary configurations have shifted.
Right.
And what my sense of this is more about it's not as blunt and as harsh, but it is more about what's the most important things that are in your life. You know, again, let's don't worry about minutia. We just don't have that kind of time.
Right.
So again, if I'm gonna clean my basement or drive to Cheyenne to sit with somebody, my basement can go another 3 months. Nobody cares.
Right. Who's gonna see it but you?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I'm mostly the one down here who does the wash but me. So, but that's exactly it. It's what do you value? How do you want to spend your time? And I even say to people say to me, well, you know, I have to work, I work 80 hours a week. Okay, well, somewhere in there you've got to say, you know, 1 week a month I can only work 60. And that's it. And they must need you or they wouldn't have you working 80 hours a week.
Exactly.
So if you say you're going to work 60, they're going to go, okay, whatever works for you.
Yeah, but you got to tell somebody.
You got to tell them.
And that goes back to the value of self.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't value yourself anymore to put your foot down and go, you know, hello.
Yeah, this isn't.
I've got to nurture myself. I've got to take care of me.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And helping somebody else is taking care of oneself.
That's exactly right.
Because we're all in this together.
Yep. And so could I split this shift with somebody? Start having solutions. I think that's where we got.
Yeah.
That's another thing as a country. We got lazy.
Well, we put obstacles in front of our way because
exactly.
it's easier than trying to find a different way around it.
Exactly.
We make the assumption that people are going to tell us no. And what you need to do is to think about it as, okay, I need to resolve this, so let me find some solutions. And I will present those solutions, some different options, and, you know, surely, you know, one of those options will work for a solution.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And but it really is about using your own mind. It's communicating with the self.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know that they need people here all this time to do this.
I can't be here all the time, so maybe I can find other persons, and it's...
Exactly.
It's just looking at it from a different... It's the same coin, but flipping it over, looking, taking a different perspective out of it.
Exactly.
You know, and it's actually much easier than what people might think if they would just get the fear for putting the obstacles in front of it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. We're out of time on this segment. Hang on, you guys, and we'll be right back with more of Nancy Ogren and Journeys with Rebecca. Hi, this is Rebecca. I'd like to take just a few seconds and thank all of my international listeners out there from Australia, Japan, Canada, South Africa, Bahrain, England, and Taiwan. You know, I would really love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you think of the shows or the topics. Email me at Rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com. And thanks for listening.
Close your eyes for a moment and imagine you're away from it all on a remote, unspoiled beach somewhere. Take a deep breath and enjoy the warm sea air. Sunlight streams through the palm trees as gulls call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news, my upcoming guests. Just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Have questions about your love life or your job? Get your private psychic reading from Rebecca. Call to schedule an appointment at 1-888-958-2768. That number again is 1-888-958-2768.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hey, welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. We're here with Nancy Ogren, and we're having our astrological fix. I just love it. It's always such a delight to have you on. You have such a wonderful perspective on life and on the astrology thing, so I must tell you, it's very unique in and of itself, so it's great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I say that with all sincerity.
I appreciate it.
So we are moving on now to... You're going to bring some other things into focus for us here, some other things that we can expect.
Well, knowing that we've got this retrograde in July, it actually, like I said, it starts July 4th, and it ends on July 28th. And it starts in Leo, but retrogrades back into Cancer. So we carry that Cancer energy on through that Mercury retrograde. And before that, though, on Monday, the 24th of July, we have the Leo new moon. And so we get that fire moon. We get the sun and the moon. We go into Leo, which I think is a wonderful time because even though we've got it's fire, we've got the moon there, too. So we've got the sun and moon there. We've also got Saturn in Leo. And if I can find something positive to say about that, I should get an Academy Award.
No.
Yes, yes. Watch me reframe it in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Okay. The confidence of Leo and the knowing of Saturn, I see that as really a way for to be mentored by your own higher self. How's that?
Now that's very good.
So that you
okay, I'll give you an award for that.
Okay.
That's good.
We really, because I know Saturn has, you know, I know, everybody thinks, oh, that grumpy old Saturn going, you have to do this exactly this way. Well, I see it as in Leo, what's creative? You know, it's that creativity and that innocence and that inner child. I think actually it's a treat for Saturn to be there. And I think it's an opportunity to not only let yourself be mentored, I always see it as, okay, if it's in that sign, then the people coming into your life are going to have creative ideas to help you with. So we're going to be attaching ourselves to Saturn in Leo with the new moon and the sun and moon in Saturn in Leo, so that we're going to not only be the ones to receive, but we're also going to make ourselves available as mentors. I know I've got good creative ideas. If you'd like to hear them, I'm happy to share them. And I'm sharing them as a mentor, not as a judge, not as an opinion. I'm going to listen and give you guidance. That same theme we started with.
Yes.
And here we're using it through Saturn. And we're saying, you know, I believe in what I have to offer. And this is where I always, you know, and I know you have it too, where people say, I love to do this, but I don't know how to do that. Well, you go get guidance on how to do that. How does somebody else? Go seek out somebody else who does what you want to do and ask them how they got started. They'd be happy to tell you. It's a success story.
Absolutely.
And so I think more of that confidence that people aren't here to hide what they have achieved. They're here to share what they've achieved. And so that's what I feel about Saturn in Leo, and it's been in there for a little bit of time. So, but I'd like to see us much more confident about the idea that we have something to. Everybody has something to offer, everybody. And instead of staying back and saying, "Well, I'm sure it's not as good as what you do," really, you don't know that. You don't know that because you haven't done it. And let's see what you want to do, and let's pursue it, and let's find out who else can do it. That's really the, you know, Leo gets, again, Leo, you know, the king of the beasts and all of that. But the other truth is there's nothing more benevolent than asking a Leo for a little help. They'd be more than happy to give you everything they've got.
And that's a true statement. Every Leo I've ever known has been like that. They're
yes.
very generous people. And, you know, typically when you ask anyone, you know, I don't know how to do this. Could you assist me?
Yes.
Most people they just jump at an opportunity to show other people what they can do or what they know.
Exactly.
Because there's so little of that in this world.
Most Absolutely.
Of it is everybody else bossing everyone else around. Let me tell you how it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's you know, just take advantage of that. Absolutely. If there's something that you don't know anything about, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Uh-uh.
Ever. I get that a lot. I don't know if you do, but I hate to ask a stupid question.
Exactly.
There's no such thing.
You're
going to
think I'm crazy, but...
Probably not.
I very rarely do.
Yeah.
I very rarely think people are crazy. I think, well, of course you want to know that. That's important to you.
Yes.
Absolutely. And they'll say, you know, nobody's ever done this in my family, or it's not really something that anybody thought I should go for, but I just really feel I want to do that. Well, then let's do it. Take a class. Go find, exactly, you know, the idea of find out what somebody does. Where did they go? How did they do it? What was the quickest way? We don't have to reinvent the wheel. And people love to be needed.
Yes.
And so when you say, I would like some information about what you do, absolutely, very rarely. And if that rare person can't quite come through, it's not about you anyway.
That's right.
So... I feel like I really do feel the more this year goes by and we're experiencing the evolution of the energies and more of that Pisces, Uranus in Pisces, I feel like we really are going to, you know, it's getting clearer and clearer. Like I said, we're halfway through it. It's getting clearer and clearer that the revolution is not going to be bloody or negative. It's going to be, we're here together and we must create together.
And that is so important for people out there to understand.
Uh-huh.
We are all in this together, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And it is true. And, you know, if one person thinks of it and you've got another person
uh-huh.
that goes with it, just think about what kind of energy that creates in a positive manner.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely stupendous. So, I mean, we just don't even know what effects that we have in a positive way just by that concept.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Nancy, before we run out of time,
yes.
you know, there's a couple things that you do. You offer things to people, and I want to give you an opportunity to do that.
I appreciate
let
that.
Let people know where you're at, how to get a hold of you,
uh-huh.
The publications that you put together, your newsletter or your mailing, all that stuff.
Yes. Well, my email is Nancy Ogren, O-G-R-E-N, @comcast.net. If you send me an email with the subject being moon mailing, you will go on my moon mailing list, and every 2 weeks you'll get a moon mailing about the current lunation, and I don't charge for that. And then I do have Moonways guide and journal, and if you're on that moon mailing list, you will get in the fall a notice that the new Moonways is out, and I also do private sessions with people. I just need your birth information, and you can go through my website and pay for it through PayPal, whatever. You can call me directly. We can set something up, and all of that is on my website, nancymillerogren.com. And I love doing this. I love sharing with people. I just think we want to be looking forward, and we've all got to be headed in the right direction to do that.
And, you know, with the information that you supply, Nancy, it gives us an opportunity to really focus in on more of the subtle energies of life.
Yes.
It's getting into that natural energy flow that's all around us. I mean, it comes with the seasons. It comes with the changes in weather. That's the energy that we're talking about that's inherent on this earth.
That's right.
And, you know, you do it so beautifully. And I thank you so much. And I know that you're going to be back on here again real soon. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Rebecca Jernigan, host of Journeys with Rebecca. As a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, let me help answer your life's questions. Schedule your personal and private reading appointment with me. Call 1-888-958-2768 or log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com. Where will your life's journey lead you?
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Then dying coral reefs pushed us, hard. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.